New contemporary art is hard to define, partly because it's still being defined. For Fort Wayne Museum of Art's Joseph Zimmerman, there's no right answer.
Somebody else could come along, another curator, and be like, well, I don't think it fits. And I'd be like, well, maybe it doesn't, but maybe it does. There's only, you know, time will tell on that.
Zimmerman is co-curating the upcoming exhibit Invisible College here at the museum, which encompasses a lot of styles, serving as a sort of snapshot of what's going on in new contemporary today, like graffiti, murals, pop, and street art. And Zimmerman says new contemporary isn't just about forging non-traditional styles, but also non-traditional paths. Artists don't just have to be classically trained and start in a gallery setting anymore.
You can just have a website and go out via interwebs and get noticed and get picked up.
Invisible College features more than 50 pieces from around the world, from Fort Wayne to Germany. They're graphic, representational, veering away from what's usually considered high art.
You know, the idea of the show is that it's breaking down walls, but we're still confined in them.
And five California-based artists are painting right onto these walls, and the contradiction doesn't seem to bother them much. Andrew Schultz is based in Los Angeles. He did go to art school, doesn't give it credit for his work now, but it made mom and dad happy. He started out as a traditional graffiti writer, tagging his name around town.
I suddenly discovered, like, that I wanted to have my art serve a way greater purpose than just writing my own name.
So he started painting murals, legally and not so legally. Bold colors, lots of tension and movement. They spoke to social and political issues, gentrification, war. He wants to start a dialogue, whether it be in galleries around the world or on the streets.
The thing you have to realize is, like, the public atmosphere is pretty much the most diverse audience you can address with art, because you're addressing an audience that maybe has no interest in art. When you're in a gallery or a museum, you're addressing an audience that came to a place to see art.
He doesn't see bringing his art inside traditional walls as selling out or compromising his message. It's just another environment for him to share his voice. So, is Fort Wayne ready to see some progressive street art in a museum setting?
I don't think it's not ready.
Curator Joseph Zimmerman says, overall, there's just not enough public art in Fort Wayne.
We have a really amazingly clean city, which is great. You know, we're all-American city.
He says in bigger cities, masses of street art spill into the galleries, but he thinks it could work a little bit differently in Fort Wayne. And an exhibit like this, in an institution like this, could help.
Because then if they see it in here, it definitely validates it as art. So if they see it on the street, it'll definitely be a lot more welcoming to be like, oh, well, that's art. As opposed to if you see something on the street, they're like, oh, well, that's just vandalism.
Zimmerman says more street art needs to be introduced slowly and done right. People need to get used to it so that when it goes up, it stays up and its message gets through. For WBOY News, I'm Virginia Elvino.